Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this month's Community Call to Action. My name is Amanda, and I'm the Events Coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice, supporting shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters, acts of terrorism, war, pollution, and anything that causes disruption and suffering to humanity, to the animal and plant life, and to Earth's delicate biosystem. Today's SWB process, Tending to COVID, will be focused on caregiver fatigue and led by SWB community leader Mary Oliver. So for those of you who are joining us live, welcome. Just a reminder to please keep yourself on mute during the entire duration of the ceremony. Mary will let us know when it's time to turn off the video sharing feature before entering into the tending process. Also, once the container has been closed and the recording stops, we will then open the space for anyone who would like to share. So with that being said, we now welcome to the call, Mary.
Thank you, Amanda. Hello, everybody. Thank you for being here today and offering your energy and support. And I also would like to extend my greeting to anyone who may be listening to the recording of this later. As Amanda said, I am Mary Oliver, and I have been an SWB, a Shamanism Without Borders leader, for feels like a nice long time now. And for me personally, the Shamanism Without Borders process and tending has been a really nurturing and empowering container to express and offer our care and support for some of the disruptions that have been around us. And to do this not only in community, but from a place of neutrality. So we're going to do a few processes before we begin to get us into a place of neutrality. And our focus today is COVID caregivers. As we look to the future with dreaming and with hope, many of us still feel a lingering weariness of the restructuring of our routines and our dreams. And today we're really going to think about the people who've been on the front lines this past year, and the caretakers of all kinds, and families, healthcare workers, first responders, essential workers, and many other folks who have held these additional responsibilities. So from a place of neutrality, we will attend to how we may support this group of people of service. And we'll be doing two journeys. The first one is an information gathering. We're going to be asking, is there something for me to tend to support COVID caregivers? And with any process, you also want to check in and ask, do I have permission to do this? And in the second journey, we will look at how you may tend to this, and what does the situation need from you? And do I have permission to do this? So I invite you to get in a comfortable space, a place that you'll be able to journey from. And when you are ready, you are welcome to turn off your video. You'll have a chance to turn it on later. You can also leave it on if you wish. And as you get comfortable, I'm going to get ready to set our container. And if you're new to the journeying process, I will also be offering some guidelines for how you can go about this. So don't worry, you're going to be guided and you're in a very safe place. And it's all going to go just as it needs to for you. So, let's everybody take a deep breath and arrive here in this place. I'm very happy and honored that you are here today. I have with me an altar that I've set for our work here today. And I invite you to draw a line from your heart to that altar. And you can imagine us all connected like spokes on a wheel in this large, beautiful circle, in this community gathering of the Shamanism Without Borders tending. And in this space, which I have cleared and blessed, I've set a container around the space and around myself of a blue octahedron. An octahedron is two pyramids, two square pyramids joined at the base with a point up and a point down and points in each of the four directions. And it's a very stable and protected space. And I invite you to put your own octahedron around your space as well. And in that octahedron, you are linked to the altar. You are connected in community. And from that place, I'm going to open up our space and welcome in the four directions and all of the allies who wish to join us. So I turn to the east and I greet the spirits, allies, and ancestors of the east. East, you are the beginning of the day. You are the springtime. And we ask you to support us in keeping a don't know mind during this tending, to be open to the field of all possibilities, to be open to fresh new ways of seeing things, new perspectives. So help us be creative and have open intuition and keep our minds open and fresh and receptive. Thank you to the east. And I turn to the south and I greet the spirit, allies, and ancestors of the south. South, you are midday, you are summertime, you are full bloom and full expression. Help our hearts to be open and full, full to give and receive, full of compassion. And help us welcome into this container all of the allies who wish to show up today, including the Shamanism Without Borders helpers of Polar Bear and Hawk. Today also comes in to support us Hummingbird and Turkey, and also allow us to go through this experience with an open heart and with beauty. So thank you to the South. And I turn to the West and I greet the spirit, allies, and ancestors of the West. West, you are the evening, the sunset, the fall, the time of release. We ask you to help us in any clearing that needs to happen, in anything that needs to be let go. Help us to let go of anything we're bringing into this center, into the ceremony, into this container that doesn't need to be here. And from that place of release, let us have more clarity and support us in doing any healing and receiving any healing that needs to be done. And also allow us from that place of clarity and healing to look forward with big dreams for a wonderful future. So thank you to the West. And I turn to the North and I greet the spirit, allies, and ancestors of the North. North, you are the winter time. You are the deep night. You are the time of being in our power, of being in our wisdom, being nourished and vital and strong. Help us to be in alignment with just what we need to be doing and to trust in that alignment. And help us to be in our empowerment and expressing just what we need to. So thank you for that support. And Tatsutasa, Father Sky, all the celestial bodies and the sun and the moon, stars, the cosmos, and the planets. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for downloading great wisdom and activation into us. Thank you for looking over us and protecting us and giving us great energy and insight. Pachamama, Mother Earth, thank you for being our beautiful, generous mother. Thank you for holding us in your lap and giving to us. We especially ask for your help today in tending to those who also give generously, to the caretakers. So help us from a place of balance, from a place of neutrality, be able to also give some love and caring just like you do so generously. So thank you, Pachamama. And thank you to the spirits of this land and the spirits of all plans that all of us are today, for holding us, for allowing us to be here and do this work and holding us in safety. May you receive some benefit and from healing from our work here today. And great spirit, thank you for our lives. Thank you for the chance to be here in expression and for the chance to serve and learn and grow and connect with each other. We appreciate all the blessings and help us amplify those blessings to others who may wish to receive. Aho. So take a deep breath into all that help that's available to us. And you can welcome in your own allies and see who shows up. And as we do so, I'm going to close some of the fields, some of the vibrations that may not be helpful to this work, and also invite in and amplify other vibrations to welcome into this space. So I close the field of need to know. I close the field of distraction. I close the field of worry. I close the field of fear. And I open the field of receptivity. I open the field of healing. I open the field of balance. I open the field of compassion. I open the field of neutrality. And I open the field of miracles. So before we begin on our journey, we're going to do a little exercise just to clear and ground ourselves and get us into a place of neutrality. So breathe into your heart space. Feel your energy that goes all through your chakras, from your crown, down to your heart, down through your lower chakras, and all the way down to your sacral chakra and into your grounding cord. And feel that grounding cord as it connects deeply, deeply into Mother Earth, into the core of the earth, the great caretaker of us all. And allow anything that does not serve you to move down through that grounding cord, to be received by Mother Earth. Any thoughts that don't need to be here, any patterns you can put down, any worries, let it all go down. Let it all be received and recycled by Mother Earth, allowing you to become neutral and clear and able to be a good vehicle for spirit in this work. And as you breathe into that, I'm going to sing a little song of gratitude to Pachamama to help us get even more clear, more grounded. Pachamama, Pachamama, medicina poderosa, curandera grandiosa, Madrecita preciosa, limpiando cada uno, sacando todo mucho, limpiando energía con la luz de Pachamama. Gracias por su ayuda, medicina que bonita, energía radiante. Gracias, Pachamama. So breathe into that nice neutral space, space of clarity. And from that space, we will do our journey. From that space of neutrality, journeying for instructions and asking the question, is there something for me to tend to support COVID caregivers? What does the situation need? And also, do I have permission to do this work? So I'm going to give a brief description of the journeying process before we start. So I will drum for about 10 minutes. And as I begin drumming, imagine yourself in nature. It can be a place known to you or a place unknown, and perhaps walking down a path or traveling over water. And as you go, look for some sort of opening. Maybe it's a hole in a tree or an entrance to a cave or a spring. And as you arrive there, ask for a guide to take you into that opening and into your journey. And whatever guide shows up is just perfect for you. It can show up in many different ways. And allow yourself to be an active participant in this journeying process. Your imagination is a wonderful tool gifted to you by spirit. And you may experience this journey in many different ways. It could be visual or auditory or kinesthetic or even just a knowing. But as an active participant, you may converse and ask for things. You may ask to be shown things in a different way. But your main ask here is there something for me to tend to support COVID caregivers? And as you go on your journey, it's also nice to reciprocate. So guide or any other helping spirits that you meet, converse with them and bless them and go about your journey and appreciate this. And you may always ask for things, and you can also remember that you're in a very protected space. You're held in a container, and there's always help and support available to you on your journey. So after about 10 minutes, I'm going to change the rhythm of the drum. It will be very noticeable. And that is your signal to come back the way you came, over whatever landscapes, whatever tunnels or passageways you've gone into after you entered that opening, and back into this realm. And I will guide you back in, and then we'll get ready for the next piece of this. So take a deep breath. And from a place of neutrality, begin your journey to learn how you may tend to COVID caregivers. Thank you. gratitudes and come on back the way you came. If you need to take a minute to write a few things down, please do so. Or just breathe and reset, and we'll go into our second journey. So our second journey is about the information you just received and taking that and seeing how you may tend to it. How may you be in service in order to bring forth balance and harmony? Or another way to ask is, what does the situation need for me? And as always, do I have permission to do this? And if you can, in this next journey, you can tend to the situation based on the information that you've received. So take a deep breath, and we will begin the next journey. How may I tend to the situation? How may I tend to COVID caregivers?
Thank you. Take a deep breath. And as you take your time coming back to this space, to this dimension, before I close the container and we do some sharing, I'm just gonna do a little blessing for all of the helpers who came in today, for each of you on this call, for everyone who's going to be listening to it later, and for all of the caregivers, and for anyone who wishes to receive a blessing from us today, I invite them to receive it. And I'm gonna sing into some Agua Florida, sing a little blessing, and then blow it into this container and to each of your energy fields.
Ayúdantes, gracias por su ayuda, gracias por medicina, medicina bonita. Bendiciones por todo, bendiciones bonitos. Gracias, ayudantes, ayudantes poderos.
And take a deep breath and receive those blessings into your heart,
into your field.
And as you do so, I'm going to close this container. And I thank all of the allies who are here with us today, all of the helpers, known and unknown. Thank you for your support and your light. Thank the land that held us, held each of us. I hope that you receive some benefit from today. And thank Pachamama, Mother Earth, beautiful mother. Thank you for all of your care and your support, and your generosity and love. And Pachamama, thank you for looking over us. Thank you for downloading insight and wisdom into us. The Spirit of the North, thank you for empowering us to learn and grow and be helpers. Spirit of the West, thank you for clearing whatever needs to be clear and help bring us more clarity in that clearing.
The South, thank you so much for all the support we receive and all the love and compassion in our hearts and that surround us. Spirit of the East, thank you for fresh insights and being able to see things in new ways. Great Spirit, thank you for the chance to gather here and to connect and to receive and to serve and to learn. Thank you for this life and for this dream that we are in. And thank you to each of you. Aho. And I release the octahedron and I invite you to, you're released as well, and you may continue to receive this energy and support in any way that serves you and the work that you will continue to do on your own. So thank you all for being here today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mary, for leading this month's SWB call to action process, tending to COVID caretaker fatigue. If this work resonates with you and you are interested in finding ways to become further involved, visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. There you can sign up for free online trainings. We also have an SWB guidebook that you can purchase. We have a printed version and a ebook. We also have some upcoming SWB events. These are led by our community leaders, such as Mary. And we have a Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group too. So feel free to hop over there and engage online through social media. These monthly online events are supported by the Society for Shamanic Practice. We are a nonprofit organization dedicated to growing and supporting shamanic communities through membership, programs, events, and donations. We invite you to mark your calendar and join us on Tuesday, December 8th at 12 p.m. Mountain for our next monthly community call to action event led by SSP board member Katie Brunig and hosted by the Society for Shamanic Practice at shamanicpractice.org. We'd love to hear your feedback, hear your comments, share your insights through either the Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group. Feel free to leave a comment, engage in communication, or also leave a comment on the playback audio page. So thank you to all of you for joining us live. Thank you for all of those that are listening to the playback. Many blessings to you and your family and your communities. Aho.